adopted the report. And in the other members join our meeting so that we can achieve a quorum, please keep that in mind. This morning's meeting on the agenda is the adoption of our annual report, the resolution on DESTA, and then feedback from the Department of Agriculture on the issue of animal care. Before we come to our agenda, I would like our secretary, please, as a standard item on our agenda, to put the adoption of minutes. That we do not have a situation where at the end we find that some of our minutes haven't been adopted. I spoke to the secretary who took the minutes of our last meeting. Those minutes aren't ready, so we would like to have minuted that the adoption of the minutes are deferred, of the previous meeting will be deferred to our next meeting. And we would ask our secretariat to have the minutes of our meetings ready at each following meeting. As far as the resolution on DESTA is concerned, it did appear on the ACT of the ATC of 13th of June, and this resolution is just for taking notes thereof. Most likely, when it is tabled at the National Assembly, and I believe at the NCOP as well, before it's adopted there, there will be just a short input from, I don't know. At this stage, maybe each of the parties or those who would like to participate will have a minute or so. I'll probably have also like a minute. But it's quite straightforward as adopted, slightly, edited to suit the format of the ATC report. Are we happy with that? Thank you, Wati.
Thank you, Chair, and good morning to everybody. The adoption will that be done in both houses? Because this is a joint committee's report, and obviously this was a resolution on DESTA that's been published on the 13th of June.
It has to be done in both houses. Thank you. So that disposes of that item. Then we also would like to welcome the delegation from the Department of Agriculture, led by Mr. Keith Ramsey, also accompanied by Mr. Siegmeier and Mr. Ralph Sibefello. That's right. Welcome to our committee meeting this morning. I'm really very glad that you were able to come here at short notice. We only contacted them earlier this week, and they said they were ready to make a presentation to this committee. I think we will ask them at the onset to go ahead with their presentation. Just to refresh our memories, I think last year it was on the 4th of August that the Department of Agriculture attended our committee meeting, and we discussed the whole issue of animal care, and the decision was that they, the undertaking from their part was that they will look animal care legislation. Then either have consolidated, prepare consolidated legislation, or review the existing legislation, and also as far as the regulations governing traditional slaughterings, such as they exist for halal slaughtering and kosher slaughtering, that they also look at African traditional slaughtering. So without further ado, I'm going to ask Mr. Ramsey to go ahead with their presentation. Mr. Ramsey.
Thank you, Honourable Chair. What I'm going to do is, you all have a short report on the progress we've made, but I'm going to start with a presentation on the whole concept of animal care to show you how it's been all put together. You also have three documents there that have elements of care in all the documents. What we've done now is to make sure that all our production-related documents have an element of animal care in it. So you'll have a document there, for example, on animal identification that has animal care in it, and you'll have a document there on urban animal agriculture, which is a whole section taken from the ordinances of the Joburg municipality on the keeping of animals in urban areas. And then one on animal traction, which also has an element of animal care. So one of our steps that we've been able to do in advance is to bring in the whole concept of animal care into every sector of animal agriculture. And this has been fairly successful. We're busy finalizing a document, for example, on ostriches, and there will also be an element of animal care in this. We have changed, you'll see we're talking about animal care and protection now. In reviewing legislation from other countries and everything, it seemed that it would be better to include the issue of protection, not just care, to emphasize the protection and going more onto the legal side, the care on the moral responsibility of society to look after their animals. Just out of interest, in Western Australia, legislation makes it compulsory for all owners of animals to care for these animals. And I think maybe this is the way we need to go in South Africa as well. So with the review of the legislation, it is something that we could bring in. In other words, it becomes a compulsory for anybody owning animals to look after them. If I go on this, the big question is why we went over to animal care and protection. The main thing was that animal welfare tends to be restrictive, and it also has this reactive paradigm as we discussed last time. Care and protection is a proactive approach which links to the responsible keeping of animals. So it was quite a good thing. Incidentally, the picture here is from an organization called HEFA International South Africa, which is bringing animals to the poorest of the poor, and there's a big element of care there, looking after the animals before people actually get animals. I think it's a very responsible approach, and it's been highly successful. If we go on, apologies for this, it sometimes is difficult. Otherwise, let's try something. Let's try this. Okay, the animal care protection not only makes economic sense as far as management is concerned, but it's also becoming a key factor in a lot of our trade and animal health protocols. It's really important that we actually look at this now. We need a culture of caring for our animals, for our resources, and this should be supported by realistic and by appropriate legislation. I don't know why this is doing this, just hold on. Could be a cable problem. Okay, I'll just have to get it back. Yeah, this is terrible. I think maybe they're just not communicating with each other. Let's just see if I can move on. Apologies for this, but maybe what I can do while I'm trying to sort it out. It is explain to you what we have quite an interesting development as well, and that we've managed to with the South African Veterinary Foundation, Dr. Kovas Tsoya of the Veterinary Foundation. What we've done with them is we've got them to put together we've got them to put together a what we're calling a manual, an animal care manual. And our idea here is to make sure that